And she'll look at you like, what? If she's not an Eastern star because of Tubal Cain, she'll look at you like, what? She won't know what you're talking about. You say, you know, his God. Come on, Daddy. Tell him about Jabalon. And he'll go, what are you talking about, Jabalon? And you know, Jehovah, Baal, and Om, the three gods at the Masonic Lodge that's ruling the doggone world, worship. They don't worship. They worship Yahweh, which they break down as Jah, and Baal, the ancient Babylonian god, the so-called Hebrew god, the so-called Babylon, and then the god Om, the ancient Hindu god. And Jesus ain't in there nowhere. And not even when you say, well, Jehovah is Jesus. That's you, Jehovah's Witnesses. The Torah does not read Jesus as no Jehovah. That's your interpretation of it. And here this man got three gods. And they're not no Father, Son, and no Holy Ghost either. They're three distinctive gods from three different religions. And this one, Baal, is known to be Hadad or Adad, known to be a demon or a wicked man, but also known to be the son of who? Huh? The son of Enki, of the Sumu doctrine, or Sumer doctrine of ancient Babylon. That's Adad, or Baal Adad. Where's Jah? Jah is Yahweh, as they say it, Yahweh, or Jehovah, also an ancient Canaanite, right? Demonstrative pronoun for he who is. And then Om, the sound Om is supposed to be a three-dimensional sound because it starts in the back of the throat, goes to the middle of the mouth, and ends up on the tip of the tongue. Say it. That's what they be chanting, Om Mana Padme Hum, Om Mana, in the Buddha religion. And when they go back to Buddha or Siddhartha Gautama's Buddha, they're going back to a man. You follow that? Who rejected his wealth and his family and went out to seek the essence of life and what it all meant. And his final analysis was, desire is the lead to suffer. And then bingo. And that's the principles under which they worship. And they make this religion. And these men rule the doggone world. 90% of your deacons in them churches